Might we just look with the Lord's help at a few words in Daniel chapter 2. And I would just like to preface my remarks by saying we have an example here of confidence under any circumstance. Confidence and under any circumstance. And we know that many of the Lord's people are going through trying times at this time, some perhaps facing health problems, some perhaps facing bereavement, some perhaps finding difficulties in school, perhaps some facing an imminent layoff at work or termination of employment. Many, many difficulties are confronting the people of God. But we have a resource, and I would just like to, again, look at three individuals that are mentioned here in verse 16 and verse 17. And also verse 18. It says, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. Well, if we use today's language and terminology, we would probably say, or our present usage would be, we are very careful and we are giving much consideration to what you have had to say. And I'm sure that that was the case. We see one in the Word of God in the Old Testament, King Hezekiah. He was confronted with a difficulty. And what did he do? It says he spread the matter before the Lord. And so these three individuals, these three Hebrew prisoners were not going to give the king a rash answer, but they would take their response into consideration and bring that matter before God. And so it says in verse 17, if it be so, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. So we have one scenario here. We see possible deliverance. And they begin their reply with those words, if it be so. And we're going to also link that to three words that they use in verse 18. So they recognized that God was able to deliver them from that situation that was confronting them. And it certainly was not a very appealing or inviting situation to be thrown into a burning furnace. We have not been confronted with that difficulty. We've had difficulties, have we not? But I'm sure we have not experienced so great a difficulty as confronting these three individuals. But then in verse 18 it says, but if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods nor worship the golden image which thou hast set. So they realized that there was another possibility that they might not be delivered. But they were willing to leave that also in God's hand. And so we have confidence here under any circumstance. Now let's just go back to Psalm 34. I was just noticing not too long ago a few verses in this 34th Psalm. And it's certainly a very comforting psalm to look at. The heading is A Psalm of David When He Changed His Behavior Before Abimelech, Who Drove Him Away and He Departed. Let's look at verse 2. It says, verse 1 and 2. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall be continually in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. What magnificent statements are being made here by one who was facing difficulty and trial. Then in verse 4 it says, I sought the Lord and he heard me and delivered me from all of my fears. You know, often we're troubled by many things. Many of the things that we're troubled about often don't come to fruition. They don't take place. We're anxious about many things in our lives, are we not? But here we have one that was able to deliver from all fears. And so what a precious thing that is. And then it says in verse 6, this poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all their troubles. So now, not only are we saved from and encouraged when we have fears, but here we have one that can deliver us from our troubles. Then it says in verse 9, O fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. And we would go again to verse 17, the righteous cry, and the Lord heareth and delivereth them out of all their troubles. And then verse 19, it says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth them out of them all. Well, there are those that would preach a gospel of prosperity. Well, if you follow the Lord, you accept the Lord will make everything rosy in your life. But this isn't what we're promised, is it? But we have the Lord's promise with us through the difficulties that he passes us through. And so we have that assurance. And then in verse 22, the Lord redeemeth the soul of his servants, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. And what a comfort that is. And let's just turn to just a few verses in Job chapter 37. In connection with the Lord's ways, we're reminded that the Lord chastens those whom he loveth. And just a few days ago, I spoke to a brother out in the West Coast who was going through quite a bit of difficulty. His wife had had a number of surgeries. He was in his 70s, and he was having to provide almost 24/7 care for her. He was very discouraged. He was very weary. Yet he was still happy in the Lord. And I sought to comfort him with some scriptures. And just a day or so, I was going through some of my old pamphlets, and I came across a back issue of The Christian from 2008 that had to do with trials and temptations that would face the believer. And I read through that, and I was very much comforted from reading through that issue and had a chance to send that on to him. But let's just read this 13th verse. It says, he causeth it to come, whether for correction or for his land or for mercy. Or as another said, we have three things brought before us here, that which is punitive, that which is purgative, and that perhaps which is preventative. And we're reminded, are we not, of the Apostle Paul, who was given a thorn in the flesh so that he might not be lifted up. Well, what an encouragement we have from God's precious word to help us through these difficulties and trials that face us as we walk our journey through our life here. In closing, there was a piece of poetry that concluded that issue of the Christian, and that piece of poetry is entitled, He is Near. And there was a verse of scripture written on the top, and that verse was from Isaiah chapter 43 and verse 2. It says, when thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. It says, whom the Lord does love, he chastens. One of Scripture's precious truths. And we call to mind the testing of those much tried Hebrews youths, who within a fiery furnace for their faithfulness appear, but whose chastening was tempered by the presence that was near. Again, those last few lines. But whose chastening was tempered by the presence that was near. For the burning fiery furnace, not alone by them was trod. Oh, they had the blessed company of that one, the Son of God. What a joy amidst their trial. How it must have calmed their fear in the hour of their affliction, just to know that he was near. Yes, in the hour of our affliction, we can know that he is near. So as we go o'er life's pathway, trials and sorrows we must meet, but they will not overpower us if we are at Jesus' feet. Within hearing of his whisper that will fall upon our ear, in the roughest, darkest places, trust and fear not, I am near. Oh, the lonely hours we pass through, e'en the nearest cannot share. We to him our hearts unburden, take our grief to him in prayer. Then it is he loves to hear us, loves to comfort and to cheer. Into joy he turns our sorrow, by his whisper, I am near. Of his love, he does assure us, shows us that the trial was meant, but to draw us closer to him, and in tender love was sent, that we might rely more fully on his love while we are here, and be ever conscious listeners for his whisper, I am near. And be ever waiting, watching, or watchful for his coming in the air, when us to himself he'll gather, a to dwell with him up there. Then in every waking moment, may this thought our spirits cheer. He is coming, coming for us, and blessed hope, his coming's near. Could we sing verses 1, 4, and 5 of number 35 in the back of the book? Verses 1, 4, and 5.
Oh, We sing also just the last verse of 42 in the appendix. Hymn number 42 in the appendix, just verse 3. Isaiah 54 and verse 11. O thou afflicted, tossed with the tempest,
and not comforted. Behold, I will lay thy stones with fair colors, and lay thy foundations with sapphires, and I will make thy windows of agates, and thy gates of carbuncles, and all thy borders of pleasant stones, and all thy children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of thy children. Let's pray. Our God and our Father, we just do thank thee that we've been reminded of that time that we commonly call the judgment seat of Christ, when things will be brought into thy review, and thou wilt have reward for each of thy children. We just do thank thee that whatever the trials of this life are, whatever they might yet be, we know that thy eye is upon us, thou dost care about us, thou wilt carry us all the way through. We just do thank thee that we know where the end of that path lies. It lies in thy presence, Lord Jesus. And we just do thank thee that we can trust thee and be encouraged. We thank thee for thy word. We pray that we might have an understanding and a desire to follow in the good of it. In thy name we give thanks, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen.